What's at stake on Tuesday in the Florida primary election?
The winner of the Florida primary on the Republican side will get 99 delegates to their national convention. Whether they win by one vote or win by 20 points, the winner will get all the Florida delegates. And the number of delegates you need to be the Republican nominee is about 1,200. So you're going to get nearly 10% of all the delegates you need just in this one state.
And that's what they call winner-take-all.
Correct. The winner-take-all.
Tell me about the idea of making Florida a national player. How did that happen?
Florida's always had a role in the general election of being exceptionally close. But we've always been a minor player in the partisan primaries. And when Marco Rubio was Speaker of the Florida House, he felt, frankly, as did I, that Florida, being a large, diverse state, should be a bigger player in choosing the nominees for the political parties. And so he undertook an effort, which I supported, along with a number of Democrats, to move the Florida primary to late January. Both political parties made the decision to punish Florida for moving ahead in the calendar without permission of either of the national parties. So the Republicans did it again in 2012. They held the primary in January. Once again, were punished. In 2014, the legislature passed a law to move the primary to mid-March. And under the Republican Party rules, by holding the primary in mid-March, they could move to this winner-take-all system, where whoever won the primary by one vote or by 100,000 votes would win all of the delegates in Florida, all 99. It was done largely to ensure that Florida would be a player in the primary math.
Now, how did Marco Rubio play a role in making Florida a bigger national player in the primary process?
When Marco Rubio was in line to be the Speaker of the Florida House, he wrote a book in part to strengthen his own policy credentials called 100 Innovative Ideas, where he went around the state. He met with opinion leaders. He met with regular citizens. He held things called idea raisers, for example. And he got over 1,000 different ideas. He picked 100 of them, and he promised to pass them all into law. I think he was successful in passing 57 of 100 of those ideas into law. But probably the most significant of which was this primary date. I mean, without Marco Rubio's leadership on this issue, Florida would not have moved to January, would not have set in motion this number of steps that led to where we are today, being the first winner-take-all state on the calendar.
Do you think that Marco Rubio had his own presidential run in mind when he was making this push to move the Florida primary earlier?
I think that Marco Rubio is one of these guys who's probably wanted to run for president since he was 12 years old. I think for him, it was more about making Florida a huge, relevant player. If every candidate had to come to Florida, if every candidate had to curry favor with guys like Marco Rubio to get their endorsement and get their help, it just helped move him up in the national scene. So I don't think he necessarily had his own political future in mind in terms of whether this would help him be the nominee. I do think it played a role in helping him become a national figure.
How will Tuesday night affect Marco Rubio?
For Marco Rubio, it is do or die in his presidential career. You know, if Donald Trump wins on Tuesday night here in Florida and probably in Ohio as well, I think it's a foregone conclusion that he'll be the Republican nominee. And so for Rubio, if he doesn't win, he really has almost no path forward. He is not at this point raising much money. He's almost broke. I think that Marco Rubio will succeed in making Florida relevant on Tuesday night. I'm afraid it's not in the way that he wanted.